Welcome back. We are up to Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 5, Mishnah 2 of Maseches Trumos. We continue with our discussion of being Mevatel, something that falls into a mixture. Truma is going to fall into Chulin, but in this case, the Truma is going to be Tameh. The Chulin is going to be Tahor. What the Halacha is going to be stated right now. Says the Mishnah, Truma Tameh, Ashana Fall, Toch Meah Chulin, Tahor. And if you have a Seah of Truma, that is Tameh Truma, and it fell into 100 Seah of Chulin, that is all Tahor Chulin. So impure truma falls into pure chulin, but as far as the principles that we've learned thus far are concerned, it should seemingly be mevatel in this mixture of chulin, so its status should be totally irrelevant. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, but Rabbi Eliezer says, Teirom Matisare, if a person, you separate a seya from this pile, and you give it to a kohen, and you then burn it up. So why do you burn it up? Because even though we don't consider this truma temeya anymore, we say that this is truma, and we say that it's probably the same truma temeya, and so therefore we go ahead and burn it like we would any truma temeya. Shani Omer, because Rabbi Eliezer has a svara, he has a reasoning. Soch enough, he saw shalsa, that the seya of truma that fell in is also the seya of produce that was removed. So therefore, the seya that is separated goes ahead and replaces the seya of truma that fell in, which was tame. So therefore, the seya that is separated is treated as truma temeya, and therefore you burn it. Normally, a kohen is allowed to use truma temeya as fuel, but in this case, we just go ahead and burn it up. And seemingly, the Mishnah is silent regarding the chulin, but the assumption is that all the chulin is totally okay to eat at that point. Then the Mishnah says further, "V'chachamim omer, but the chachamim say." Said a seya is removed, so that they agree with Rabbi Eliezer about, and you give it to a kohen, but you don't have to burn it up. You can eat it dry, or you can eat it toasted. The kohen is allowed to eat it because it's treated as truma, but we all know, wink wink, this is not really truma, and maybe it is truma, but it was nullified in that mixture, so it's considered like truma, but it's treated like tahor truma, not tame truma. And it could also be kneaded into dough, because when the chulin that is tame comes into contact with water, it can make the truma become tame. It cannot be kneaded into dough. Oh, tilosh b'mei peros. What could you do? You can eat it with fruit juice, not with water, with fruit juice. And the fruit juice can only be something that's not part of the seven types of liquids that would make food machshir l'tumo. Oh, tischalek li'isos k'dei shelo yehei b'makom echad k'beitza. Or it could be first divided into portions of dough, in a way that it's that each piece is not the amount of a beitza. It's not an egg volume of truma temeya in any one place, so therefore, as long as you meet these qualifications, you will be fine to partake and to eat of it. Okay, that was Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Gimel now says, let's say se'a truma tahora shenafal lemea chulin temeyan, if you have a se'a of truma that fell into 100 se'a of chulin, that is tame. So the truma is tahor and the chulin is tame. So ta'alev te'achel, so nikudim oklayo. So a se'a will be removed and it should be given to the kohen, and it's eaten only dry or toasted, the same reason like we had before, that the kohen can eat it because it's treated as truma that is tahor, but it can't be kneaded into dough because it's going to become tame when it comes into contact with water. O tilosh b'me peros, or it could be kneaded with fruit juice. O tischalik l'isus k'dei shelo yehei b'makom echad k'beitz, or it could be divided into small portions of dough that there isn't an egg's volume of k'beitz in any one place, because less than a k'beitz of tame food cannot transmit tuma at all. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Dalet. Have a wonderful day.